Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
He's the highest rated high school defensive recruit ever to commit to Oregon State University. He's Easton Mascarenhas, and he joins the show now. Easton, how you doing, man? Thanks for joining the show.
Thanks for having me. I'm doing real well.
Now, everything I hear about you is true linebacker mentality. You're the number 11 inside linebacker in the country. What does it mean to you to be described as a true linebacker and have a true linebacker's mentality?
Honestly, I think it just encourages me to get better every day. You know, saying that I'm a true linebacker definitely just, you know, it benefits me because it just improves my mindset, you know, just to get better and work harder. And, you know, I think that's definitely the reason that it benefits me, yeah.
When did your interest in Oregon State start to get pretty real? I know your stepbrother or your brother goes there. When did things start to transition from supporting your brother to maybe the place you could see yourself going?
After my unofficial in November, after seeing, getting a little tour of their facilities and getting to a photo shoot, seeing the game environment, I was like, it was a pretty good game to watch, you know, them versus ASU winning by 1 point, so to see the game environment, how much support they get, and just get them to get a close bond with the coaches and stuff, that definitely, I think that was the turning point in my decision. I knew that's where I kind of wanted to go, and, you know, Keely has just been telling me how nice it is up there, and Coach Bray, he's been describing, you know, like, what I'm going to go through up there, and I think he can develop me into a really good player, so it's kind of why I stuck with Oregon State.
I've heard recruits on both sides of the fence on this topic. I've heard the win-loss during a visit doesn't matter particularly. My thinking and what I would think is if you see a close, exciting game that's a nail-biter and your team comes out on top or the team you're visiting comes out on top, mm-hmm. that the energy around the campus, let's face it, the after party, everything is more exciting to be around. Does it help a visit if it's a close game and the team wins versus if they lose?
I'd say it does, just because the energy was a lot higher, you know. So as a recruit, me seeing how energized the crowd was, like the coaching staff, how into the game they were, the players, you know, I think that just boosted my thoughts on there and how highly I think of them, you know. Just seeing how the game type energy was definitely a cool thing to see, and I definitely want to be a part of that.
Now, you said it started to get serious in November when you took that unofficial visit, the game against Arizona State. When were you feeling like you were more ready to commit? Because it's one thing, you know, this is May. So you were excited in November. What changed or what transpired between then and now where you say, okay, I'm ready to commit, I'm ready to pull the trigger?
Honestly, just the connection I've got with the coaching staff. They've been pushing, you know, they've been hitting me up for the past, well, since November till now, honestly. So, and I think just them showing love from, they're my first offer, so them showing love from then until now, I think is just definitely, you know, definitely boosted my thoughts on the school. And I think that's what kind of, me committing also was also from the virtual visit I had, and I got to talk to some of their academic counselors, and I just saw the benefits in the school and how well they set you up to succeed. So I think that's what you know, boosted me to commit so soon or at this time.
We're talking a four-star linebacker, Easton Mascarenhas. You talked about that virtual visit, and that is the new reality during this emergency dead period due to the coronavirus pandemic. What? Walk me through that. What is a virtual visit? Is that something where the school says, hey, we want you to go on a virtual visit, or does it happen organically? How does that take place? Because there are a lot of people, I'm sure, who are going, what is that? Are they holding a laptop, walking you around campus, showing you? Hey, walk us through it.
I was actually on a call with Coach Petrie the week before, and he was talking about setting up a visit. So, I was really interested in that. So, first, it started off with a FaceTime call with one of the coaches, and he showed me the new weight room they just got and some of their facilities. And then I went on to a Zoom call with their academic counselor, and she went over just how school was going to be like in my student life. And then I got to go on to Zoom with strength coach. And he explained like what we do in the program and how me as a linebacker, what they'll do for me. And then after that, I got into a Zoom call with all the coaching staff, and we just chopped it up for a little bit. And that's when I decided it'd be a good time to commit with the whole staff on the call.
I've heard that Oregon State's visit, because there's a perception, I think, that for a while there was a perception that Oregon State was lagging a little bit behind in terms of facilities, and that's not the case anymore. It's a pretty cool setup. I mean, you go in there and they have that conference room that looks over the field, the football field, and you go to the coaches' offices, and they're pretty cool. Were you initially a little surprised at how nice it was, or had you already kind of been prepped with about that, excuse me, from Akili, that, hey, man, it's real here?
He didn't actually tell me too much about the facility and stuff, so getting to see it firsthand, definitely, it was pretty cool to see. I didn't know it was that nice, you know, getting to talk to all the coaches, and I actually got to do a meeting with Coach Bray, and we walked through a couple of the rooms and the whole facility, and it was definitely really nice to look at, yeah.
I think turning the corner from a program that's right near making bowl games to being a championship contender takes guys who are fearless, takes leaders, takes guys I've heard that are a lot like you who can help carry and bring this program to where it needs to be. How do you do that? What do you do to be a tone setter in a program?
You know, I think it's just about leadership and just, you know, leading by example and also being a vocal leader. And I think bringing energy to the game, it just excites everyone else you play with and you play around. And it'll just, like, you know, it'll just bring up the whole team. I think that's kind of how you build a winning team through that, just having passion for the game. I think that's honestly the most important thing, is just playing with passion. Because if you don't like what you're doing, then it's not going to show. So if you like what you're doing, then I think it's going to show and it's going to spread to the other players as well.
You look like you're passionate about hitting people on a football field. That looks like, if I had to describe your passion watching your film, I'd say you like not to hurt people, but you like to deliver a blow and make them think about ever squaring you up again. Do you feel that way when you play football, that like you're kind of out there to deliver some pain? Cause that's what it looks like.
Well, yeah. Cause you know, it's my team versus yours. So obviously I'm going to do everything in my power to benefit my team and get the W. So if I got to run through somebody, then I guess, like I said, I got to do. And, you know, just being passionate about the game, because I've been playing football since I could walk. So, you know, it's kind of the only thing I really love, you know. It's my first love. It's just football. So, yeah.
He's a four-star linebacker. He's Easton Mascarenhas. We'll get you out on this. Anybody, we always offer, is there anybody you want to say hey to, a shout-out to a girlfriend, a thank you to a particular coach? You want to say anything to Beaver Nation? Anything like that before we let you go?
I'll just tell the Beaver Nation, I'm excited to be a Beaver, and they're going to get 110% out of me, and they're going to get a hardworking, passionate player.
Thank you, man. Really appreciate you.
Sir. No problem.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.